The following shiurim were given by Rabbi Gershon Afton as part of the daily shiur of Yoni Gur Mashiach in Yeshiva Slabavitch, Cincinnati. In order to have a clear understanding of Mashiach, what we believe, we recommend that you listen to the shiurim in order. Please note that these are only some of the many sources. If you are interested to hear more sources, or you have questions on the shiur, feel free to call and leave a message at Rabbi Afton's voicemail, 513-631-2452. We are going to go through basic inyan about what we believe as Lubavitch Chassidim. And this thing is going to go over the next couple of weeks. We are going to answer the following questions, just so we should know in advance. A, what is the mocker for Emunah Mashiach? What is the mocker for identifying someone as Mashiach? Well, how, with a few words, can you help the Eskalos of Mashiach? What can we do? All these basic things, which, I'll be honest, I pretty much took for granted that everybody knows, and everyone knows all the Mekoyres. But then I decided that let's not take anything for granted, and worst comes to worst, it will be a good chazorah. In America today, there is a big milchama. Actually, unfortunately, it's not so big. There's a certain congressman that wants to pass a certain law. It's called an Immigration Act, which means in English that any law that Congress wants to pass, they have to show that it fits with the American Constitution. A couple hundred years ago, there were a group of Zikni Achsidim. They got together and they made a constitution. And this is the Torah Shebichsav of America. This is it. Anything that new law you want to make, so this person is suggesting that all you have to do is you have to prove to Congress that it fits with the Constitution. In other words, if you're going to make an American law, it has to fit with the American law. You would think that such a law would pass overwhelmingly. Everyone would want it. But nobody wants it. Because everyone knows that most things that people pass today are selfish laws. They want this, they want that. And it probably does not pass with the Constitution. This is not a shiur on political science, so why am I addressing this thing today? For the next 3 weeks, everything that I am going to say, I'm going to give you a mucker for. There's nothing that I'm going to tell you, which, if it is my own personal feeling, I will tell you that too. But everything will have a mucker. So if you want, you can take notes. If you want, you can remember. It's very important to know the sources. Because you hear very vilde things today, and they're so vilde and wild and strange and foreign, but because they're said with such strength and they're said with such conviction, we actually think that they're serious and it's something important. The word is not to be armed. But you have to know what we believe. And that starts with the Torah. So we are going to go through a historical, different things. The mocker for different things. Everything we're going to say is either going to be a mocker from a Gemara or a Medrash or a Sefer or from a Sikh of the Rebbe, which for us that's the final word anyways. And hopefully we'll be able to gain and benefit from this thing. We're going to start today for a few minutes, and we'll continue Mirta Hashem, the Meshach HaShavua. The Shaila Aleph is, what is the mocker to believe in Mashiach? Forget about who, why, when. We're going to start with basics. What is the source that we have to believe in Mashiach? So everybody knows that the Rambam wrote Yud Gimel Ikrim, which are the 12 Yesodos of Emunah. Many people do not know where it's found. It's not in the Sefer HaRambam, the one that we learn. It's in Pirush HaMishnayis, in Pesachta Sanhedrin, Parshas Chelek. That is where the Yud Gimel Ikrim are found. And Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Rambam writes over there, the Iker of Yud Beis Yud Gimel, is that we are Yidas to believe in Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. It's not just another mitzvah, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The other Yud Gimel Ikrim are as important as there's one Avishter, that Torah comes from Har Sinai, and that Hashem gives Nevuah to Bnei Adam. Amongst these 13 basic principles of Jewish belief is the Emunah in Mashiach. To the extent that the Rambam has a very, very extreme opinion about this. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, again, it's Hilchas Malachim, which is in Sefer Shoftim, which is the last part of Rambam. There's 83 sections in Rambam. Hilchas Machalas Asuras, Hilchas Taras that we're learning. There's 83 sections in Rambam. The last section of the 83, which is of the 14 Sifrei Ayad, is Hilchas Malachim. Hilchas Malachim has 12 prakim. The last two prakim of Hilchas Malachim deal with the Emunah in Mashiach. The Rambam starts off Perek Yud Aleph from Hilchas Malachim. That HaMelech HaMashiach, Osid Lamed, the Melech HaMashiach is going to get up and he's going to return Malchus Beis David to its proper glory, and we're going to have the rebuilding, so to speak, of Torah and Mitzvahs. Then the Rambam says a line which is an extremely puzzling line. And he says like this, V'chol mi she'ein maimin boy. Whoever does not believe in him, oy eina mechake leviyosai, or he does not await his coming, not just belief, but also await, loy bishar neviyim u koifer. He is not just a denier, a koifer, in the rest of the neviyim, which are after the Torah Shebichsav, elu koifer batayro v'moyshe rabbeinu, he is considered a koifer of Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to give you an idea what this means. That means like this. You have a Yid, which could be Boki B'Shas. He can keep Shabbos. He can be a biggest rabbi. And he's Mahadir Mitzvahs. Yet he has one little problem. He says he doesn't buy into the Mashiach thing. He doesn't believe in Mashiach. The Rambam labels this person a koifer b'toyro v'moyshe Rabbeinu. It's the same, in the Rambam's view, it's the same as, what if you had a person that believes, he does Torah mitzvah, he has one problem, he doesn't believe in the Eivishter. He learns, he puts on tefillin, one little problem he has, he doesn't believe in the Eivishter. You would say such a person is a koifer. So therefore, the Rambam says the same applies with somebody that does not believe in Mashiach, he is also considered a koifer.